a turnstile from Veterans Stadium, a hat that was once worn by Abraham Lincoln, handcuffs that may have held abolitionist John Brown.
I turned the corner and I seen them handcuffs. I really thought that it was destiny, like I'm supposed to be here, right now.
These are just a few of the treasures in the Atwater Kent Collection, a repository of over 130,000 objects from Philadelphia's history. It's a collection that has grown over decades, acquiring Philly's material culture from individuals, families, institutions, and shuttered businesses. Sometimes, literally from the trash.
Think about the collection of report cards that your parents have been keeping for you for decades. The funeral programs that are in your grandmother's dresser drawer. Think about the suitcase that is in your great uncle's attic. We have to mine those because they're full of useful information.
There's a desktop telephone from 1890, an ashtray commemorating the 1976 bicentennial, historically significant items dating all the way back to the founding fathers, and everyday objects that any Philadelphian can relate to. It's a little bit of everything, and that's why it's sometimes called Philadelphia's Attic.
There's some hard stuff, as well as the fun stuff and the playful and the generic. Yes, so yes. It's life.
This is Philadelphia Revealed, and in this podcast, we're unpacking the attic. I'm your host, Jamie J., Executive Director of First Person Arts, a nonprofit organization that believes everyone has a story to tell. In every episode, you'll learn about an object in the Atwater Kent collection and hear a story inspired by it from a First Person Arts storyteller.
Every stadium has its family stories, but mine was a little bit more personal, as my father's first job out of college was working at Veterans Stadium.
To be someone who's so into saving the planet, to leave the largest hoard of stuff you've ever seen in your life is a real contradiction.
This was the first time I saw a building on water, and so I didn't believe it. Like, this can't be real, but it is.
We think every Philadelphian will be able to see themselves in this collection, and that learning about Philadelphia's many histories can help us understand its present and future.
Philadelphia is the most nostalgic city that I've ever come across in my life. I feel like it's just encoded in our DNA to look to the past and think that everything was better.
The first episode comes out on July 10th. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And learn more about Philadelphia Revealed at whyy.org.